Thank you very much for this very inspiring presentation. I think the Danube River Basin can also serve as a good example for other river basins. He gave us a lot of good examples. And the fact that you are also trying to kind of make a prediction on what will happen with this 2 degrees climate change scenario, which is likely going to be the case, even probably be worse. So I think it's really gives some kind of insight into the future. And thank you very much for that. What I'm still trying to look into the drought impacts from the two speakers is, I think, the cascading, the spiraling impacts of droughts beyond agriculture, beyond energy, beyond urban resilience. I think it's going to affect tourism, it's going to affect health, it's going to be an economy-wide impact on drought. So I think this is very, very interesting. Now we'll keep moving. Maybe we have still time for the next speaker, Mr. Botir Ismailov from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Uzbekistan. Mr. Ismailov, you will be speaking about Uzbekistan's work on trees in dry cities, including this Yashil Mokan program and situation in Aral Sea Basin. As part of Yashil Mokan, Uzbekistan seeks about $50 million for irrigation finance and aims to also increase green areas in cities by 30% as part of the Yashil Mokan, and to achieve 30% of tree cover in cities nationwide by 2050. So he's going to highlight a few points on that. The floor is yours, Mr. Watson.